Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Huh, Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
The Sims Spotlight brought to you by Balance of Nature Whole Food Supplements. Visit balanceofnature.com. And it's Boomer and Geo coming to you live for the Built Ford Tough Studio every Wednesday, 8 a.m. Two-time Super Bowl champion Phil Sims joins us. Phil, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
I'm glad you remembered this morning. That's very good, nice of you.
Hey, Boomer, let it go. Get off of it.
I can't let it go. You know I can't let it go. What the hell happened to you on Friday?
Well, you know, I get on there on Fridays with you, say hello, okay, thanks for coming on, boom. You know, it's that quick, so.
Well, it's a seven-minute spot, and we give you all the space you need on a Friday morning. So you're telling me that it's not enough time for you, and this you could just forget it and blow it off?
Well, no, I'm just trying to protect myself here a little. You're, you know, bad-mouthing me on TV and,
attacking.
You know, so that's yeah. it. And, hey, you know, I got to hear, you know, Phil every time I come on, and that's that song, you know, I don't know.
I love you, man. You're my best friend. That's why we play
it. It's all good.
Song.
It's all good. I'm no complaints. Nobody cares.
All right, so I also, you know, I know you did the Giant Cowboy game on Thursday for the radio. I figured you got back late.
I did.
Probably Friday morning sometime, like 2 a.m., 3 a.m. in the morning. You just could have told us that, you know, look, I'm getting back late.
No.
I can't do it.
Honestly, it just messed me up. I couldn't remember what the hell was going on. And during the day, I go, did I even supposed to do the show?
Yes.
So, yeah, we got back late. I got back about 3:15 in the morning.
God, that had to be an awful flight back.
I'm just picturing both you and Valenti and those two foxes going, where the hell is he? Where is this guy?
Yeah,
and then I do the yell. So now I got to hear that too. But that was a calm yell, and then so when I yell for him, it's loud.
Yeah,
so,
I mean, listen, people love that yell. You got to understand that. Like, more people have talked to me about that and said that's like the coolest thing ever. That you're out there calling these foxes. They thought it was great.
Okay. Well, you know what? The first thing I said to my wife, I've been out of town for a couple of days or whatever. I came in the house late last night, and I first thing I said, hey, how are you doing? Have you been feeding the fox?
Was she?
Yes, I cooked him a steak and took it out.
Of course she did. Of course she did.
I really did. I just want to make sure she's taking care of the farm is what I'm going.
Perfect. All right, so just we're not going to spend too much time on the Jets and Giants because there's other teams.
I watched those. I wanted to talk about how... No, never mind, I won't.
Well, I want to get your perspective on, you know, this Aaron Rodgers documentary trailer that comes out when he's been the guy who is... been the face of this organization the last 2 years. They're 3-8, and now his teammates are watching him with his face painted, doing drugs in a rainforest, floating in a puddle. How is that going to go over in that Jets locker room?
I would say it's going to go over well. They'll have a lot of fun with it. Boomer, Gio, you know, that's how locker rooms are. It's something like that. They're going to, make a little fun of some of the stuff they saw, and just a little trailer. I happened to be where I had a chance to see it yesterday, the Aaron Rodgers interview with Pat McAfee. And when I saw what was going on, I said, oh, my gosh, look at that. And just seeing the promo or whatever you want to call it, that got me intrigued. I said, well, hell, I got to watch it. You know, I got to see all this stuff that's going on and what he really does. And yeah, the little painting on the face, but everything. It was very unique, and it caught my interest, that's for sure.
Well, you know, it's something like you say in your commercial with Balance of Nature. You saw it on TV. You liked the ingredients. And, oh my gosh, I got to give it a try. And you did. You gave it a try. I'm just wondering if you watch Aaron Rodgers go through this, are you going to give this a try?
No, there is absolutely zero chance in my life that I will do any of those things. What I want to do, go hallucinate, and I got enough problems going on here. I don't want to do this. There's just no way.
Oh, man, no there were times when we were working together. I swear to God, I thought you were hallucinating.
Oh, listen to you. Holy Christ. Would you write that down and make sure you said it to me today?
No, actually, just popped into my brain just now, actually, as you were talking. Yes.
You know, so I was talking to a group of people yesterday, and when I got done, somebody asked a question, and the question was this. You know, my son, who watches football and loves football, she said he told me that Boomer and Phil, they hate each other.
Nothing can be further from the truth.
It was really funny, though, how she said it. She was so convinced. Well, you two get mad at each other on TV. I go, really? I don't think we've ever gotten mad. I might say some things that weren't very nice, but, you know, whatever. But, yeah, it was pretty funny when she said it.
People ask me that, too. They actually like each other or not like each other. It's funny that people
I get it all the time.
Yeah,
and, of course, I do all my Boomer stuff when I always say, oh, I walked in the room, people, hey, Boomer's here. And I say certain things. Boomer walks down the middle of an airport in Newark. He's walking ahead of me like 30 yards. And somebody says, hey, Phil. And he goes, shut up. I go, Boomer. These people actually think it's me, maybe. I don't know. But
yeah, exactly. And that's why I do it that way.
I know why you do it. Yes, yes. I got it. Yeah, if it's a young kid, and then when you turn to him and go, get away from me, I hate kids. I mean, I don't know, that's over the line. But
especially that kid in the wheelchair.
Oh, stop it. Oh, so there's nothing to talk about the Giants. Who's going to be the Giants starting quarterback this week? I want to know that.
I have no idea.
But I wanted to ask you about the hit on Trevor Lawrence, because there's been a couple of quarterbacks that have come out and said that, you know, Trevor Lawrence should be culpable for this as well. So what was your take when you saw that play?
I thought he slid too late. That was my first thought when I saw it, and I still kind of believe that it happened so fast. I don't think I ever did slide like that. I don't know if we did it or were allowed to do that back when we played. I can't remember, but it was tough. But I think it was the forearm shot to the head and how violent it was, and you know, I understand all that. But I know a lot of people have said this, and listening to you guys this morning a little bit, is that, you know, quarterbacks taking it to the limit when they slide, that's one thing which has got to be talked about. And the other one, you know, down the sidelines, which we see quite a bit. I'm not going to say we see it every week, but the quarterback's on the sideline, the players are afraid to hit him, and then all of a sudden he runs for 10 more yards, 15 yards, things like that. So they got to clean that up and make it more yes or no for the players and how it works on the football field. And Boomer, I heard you say, and everybody says it, Aziz Al-Shaahir, the fact that he's been a repeat offender is the big reason, I think, where it even drew more attention when you watch all the troubles he has been in so far in his career.
Yeah, so, plus that in social media, you know, amps up the whole thing. And, you know, I'm sure it's
right.
I think it would probably be reduced by one game, maybe. Maybe he'll get two. We'll see. But, and I think you're right, too. I think Trevor did slide a little bit too late. He looked like he was unsure about what he was going to do. And then all of a sudden, the defensive player really has no recourse. I mean, he can't change the way he's going to do it.
No, just think about this. And you know, and it probably caught, you know, Trevor Lawrence by surprise. All of a sudden, he can really run. Al-Shaahir can. He can really run. So, and Trevor's not slow either. So here he's coming, and it just all of a sudden, boom. So the speed of these linebackers and the defensive players, they get to you faster than ever before. And so quarterbacks, I mean, look, they're trying to protect them, trying to make the game as safe as they can in many, many areas. I think the NFL does a great job that way. They're willing to change rules all the time to get more scoring, but also to protect the players. And that was just an unfortunate incident.
All right, so here we go. Matt Eberflus gets fired up in Chicago. Ryan Poles is going to remain as the GM, which I think he should, because I think he's really done a good job of kind of manufacturing a really good roster and getting them in position to be able to draft Caleb Williams, who's really starting to show just how special a player he can be. The question that I would have, like, all right, who would be the guy? I think Cliff Kingsbury would be the guy because they've had a relationship at USC. But do you bring in a guy like that and change the offense? Or he's actually flourishing under their new interim head coach, who is also their offensive coordinator now. Or do you keep him and then just try to bring in somebody else, on the defensive side?
I would think this. Cliff Kingsbury, I don't know. I don't think he will get the job. I'll just say that. I don't think after 1 year, after what happened in Arizona and the year he's having, of course, it's really good down in Washington with Jaden Daniels. But I'll say I think Ben Johnson will end up taking the Chicago Bears job, and I think the offense that Detroit runs and what he does. Now, it's going to change because of talent. What talent does Chicago have compared to Detroit? But I think that offense fits Caleb Williams better. And, I want to see Caleb Williams under center, play action passes, get deep, all those throws that Jared Goff gets down the field. I know they got a lot of talent, but the design really accentuates the talent in Detroit. It's a great offense, and I think it's the perfect offense for Caleb Williams. And, you're right. He's been playing really well of late, and I probably said this to you guys last week. If we drafted him right now, again, after what we've seen so far this year, I'm still taking Caleb Williams number one.
Yeah, 100%. And if you would have been on the kickoff show last Friday, you would have heard me ask Mike Valenti about Ben Johnson standing on the sideline against Caleb Williams and the Bears on Thanksgiving, watching what Caleb Williams was doing, going, that would be a pretty good guy to go coach if I could.
Yeah.
And I'll tell I think that's the job that everybody would want. And then I would say, depending on what happens with Doug Peterson down in Jacksonville, that would be the second most coveted job. Would you agree with me?
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home. And with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Absolutely. I think the Jacksonville job is... I think it's a really good job. I think they're talented. I'm really shocked by the way they played this year, all that. Before the year, I looked at their roster, and I knew it pretty well, and I said, wow, they've got a lot of players you can count on here. And probably the biggest disappointment about them, it's not really the play of Trevor Lawrence. It's the offensive line. And the offensive line, which I thought was going to be really good, is not. And when I say this all the time, and I'll keep saying it because I believe it to be so true. When you have an average or below average offensive line, look out. It's going to be rough, and you're going to lose games, and your quarterback's going to have some really bad games because you're not putting him in position enough where they can really have a chance to show their true talents. And I think that's the biggest reason what's happened down in Jacksonville.
Phil Simms, the Simms Spotlight on Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Is Josh Allen now, as we head into Week 14, the favorite to win the MVP in your eyes?
No.
No?
No.
Wow, okay.
No.
Who is?
It's Saquon Barkley to me. Just what it's done to that football team. It's made everything so much easier. It's cleared the picture for Jalen Hurts. Kellen Moore, when he was in Dallas, well, let's just throw it again. Well, what are we going to do this play? Throw it again. And just the fact that he has, been disciplined, handing the ball off to him a lot and everything and how they play him and helping the wide receivers where they always get one-on-one coverage, it seems like. I give it to Saquon Barkley. I mean, it's close, but I think he's had a tremendous, tremendous impact on the football team. And just to make fans here in New York a little mad, take 5 minutes and watch Mekhi Becton play. Oh, my gosh. I mean, he's played great.
He's grown up is what he has, and basically almost had his career taken away from him, and now all of a sudden has found himself on a good team and playing a different position.
Well, yeah, playing a different position, playing with a team where the offensive line coach really has made guys into tremendous players, but it's just the culture or whatever you want to say. That offensive line, they're like their own little company down there in Philadelphia. They take great pride in what they do. It's the best offensive line in football. And Mekhi Becton, you know, just to be part of it and be coached a different way, you know, it's exciting and it kind of changes your career again. He's probably looking, sitting down there going, damn, why couldn't it have been this way when I first came in the league? Well, for many reasons. But probably the biggest was you were not ready and mature enough to accept what being a professional football player is. But he grew up. I see him down at the training center here over the last couple of years during the off season. When I see him, I just go, oh, my God, he's ridiculous. He's so big, and he's gotten in shape. So, you know, good for him. He's doing a great job down there. But it would be Saquon Barkley, Gio.
All right, so take me through this scenario. You're standing next to John Mara. It's week 18. The Eagles are playing the Giants. Saquon Barkley breaks the single-season rushing record, and they stop the game to honor him. What is John Mara saying and thinking?
He's going to close his eyes. I don't know what. It's, you know, I don't know what to say about all this, except that the Giants made the decision. They think these things through 1,000 times, and the Philadelphia Eagles, and this is, you know, I don't know if I said this to you guys, but when you got a team that's close and you think it's got a chance to be a Super Bowl contender, when you put a really special running back on that team, it just elevates it tremendously. And we're seeing that with, you know, other teams too. If you want to make a big change, you've got the offensive line and really drive your team forward. If you get that running back, that can make a difference, because running backs can make an immediate impact on your football team. Much more than going out and drafting a young quarterback sometimes. So, yeah, it's going to be a rough day for John Mayer if that does happen.
Well, you know he's like, sure, he's like Christian McCaffrey was to the 49ers. You make the trade, you bring him in, he does so many special things. Then the question is can he last and how long will he last? And even though Christian is a great, great player, you know, he is so injury prone. And that was the case with Saquon Barkley when he was here. I want to see how many years and how many games he ultimately plays for Philadelphia. Now, if he does win the MVP this year and they do go to the Super Bowl, anything after that is gravy, because he has been the missing piece. He's been the missing piece. There's no question about that. All right, let me ask you one other thing. You know, Aaron Rodgers is interesting. He was on McAfee yesterday. You said you saw it. He was talking about playing all 17 games. I do give him credit for that. I mean, you know, he doesn't want to quit on his team. And, you know, I'm just wondering, you know, do you think he's going to be playing next year? And I would think that he's not going to be playing with the Jets, but do you think he's going to be in the NFL somewhere next year?
I don't see. What? Just tell me the scenario that you see where there's a team that says we can get him and that's going to be the final piece of what getting us to the playoffs and maybe having a chance to go to the Super Bowl. I don't see that. And I don't see it in this play. I understand it's the Jets and it's not perfect for them. But I can't imagine. And, you know, too, Boomer and Gio, the other thing is we got so many young quarterbacks who are playing so well and everything. You can... This quarterback thing, and it's tremendous. Look at the draft picks that came in the league this year and how they're all playing. It's astounding almost to it. So I would be very, very surprised about that. And it would almost be something I said, well, I'll bet on that, because I just don't think there's a team that's going to go out and say he's going to be the difference in our football team.
All right, Phil, we appreciate it as always. We will talk to you in a week. I know Boomer may talk to you on Friday.
If he shows up.
May. All right, you guys have a good day.
All right, see you, brother.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really? I can get super specific with dealer listings and see cars based on my budget.
Mom! You can really have it delivered.
Or pick it up.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Really?
AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really?